The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, August 6th, 2017, is from the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you, who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, New International Version, August 6, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Acts 6, 1. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. The church continued to grow after the day of Pentecost. Hebraic Jews read and spoke Hebrew and used the Hebrew Scriptures. Hellenistic Jews read and spoke Greek and used the Greek Scriptures, the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. Many Hellenistic Jews would have been visiting Jerusalem and converted to Christianity on the day of Pentecost and afterward. And though many of them would have returned to their homes, others would have stayed in Jerusalem and become a part of the church there. Some Hellenistic Jews and their descendants could have returned from the diaspora to Jerusalem many years before. Some could have heard Jesus teach, have been one of His followers, and have received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Some Jews in Jerusalem could have adopted the Greek culture, language, and philosophies first brought to Jerusalem by and after Alexander the Great. It is possible that some Hebraic Jews felt religiously and spiritually superior to Hellenistic Jews, and these feelings of superiority were carried over into the church. In any event, the church had grown so large that deacons needed to be appointed to administer works of charity, especially to the widows in the church. the Bible teaches, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. James chapter 1, verse 27. Years later, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, Paul described how widows in the church should be treated. Acts 6, 2. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables." The Lord Jesus Christ had commanded the 12 disciples to preach the gospel, the ministry of the Word of God. If they added to that task all the administrative duties of the growing church, they would not have been able to fulfill the Lord's command to them. The 12 disciples agreed as a solution, which involved the selection and appointment of the first deacons in the church. Acts 6, 3. "Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them." The apostles turned to those who were members of the church, which would have included Hebraic and Hellenistic Jews, and asked them to look among themselves and choose 7 men to be deacons. The number 7 was considered a perfect number, and it would have made certain that when making decisions, there could never be a tie vote. There is no indication that any vote had to be unanimous, because that would have enabled one person to block a majority decision. However, unanimous decisions would have been more likely because each of the 7 was known by members of the church to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. These deacons would not have been new converts, because it would have taken time for them to be known by the members of the church as men full of the Spirit and wisdom. Being full of the Spirit, they would be open to the Lord's leading, and better able to communicate to all in the church the Spirit of Jesus Christ and His wisdom in their decisions and ministries. Wisdom would enable them to make good decisions that would be beneficial and fair to all concerned. Before being selected as deacons, they needed to demonstrate these qualities and be trusted by the church members as faithful and responsible people. Acts 6, 4. "And we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." The disciples all agreed on the reason deacons should be appointed as an office in the church. The disciples followed the example and teaching of Jesus Christ, because Jesus prayed in the evening and early in the morning before He began His ministry of the Word each day. The church continued to grow and prosper in the ways of the Lord Jesus, because the disciples were faithful to do all that Jesus commanded them. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus showed them what to do so they could continue to obey Him and meet the needs of everyone in the church through faithful leaders. Moses learned the same lesson when he was leading the Jews in the wilderness. See Exodus chapter 18. Acts 6, 5. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. The proposal pleased the whole group, perhaps because the 12 disciples trusted the church members to choose their own leaders to solve their administrative problems. Among these 7, only Stephen and Philip are mentioned again in the New Testament. Looking ahead, Stephen is described as a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we know his murder was not due to a lack of faith or lack of the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, though Stephen's persecution and death, through Stephen's persecution and death, the gospel began to spread to Samaria and many other places as church members were scattered. And through Philip's ministry, the gospel is spread to many places too. The efforts of evil men would not stop the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In addition, the service of these seven deacons was not to be limited to administrative tasks, but to serve as a foundation for even greater responsibilities, and all members of the church, especially when scattered, preached the gospel of Jesus. Acts 6:6. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The church chose the seven deacons, and the apostles appointed them to serve as deacons. The apostles prayed and received approval and direction from the Lord Jesus on how to proceed. Therefore, they laid their hands on these seven, signifying their approval and appointment according to the will of the Lord Jesus. The laying on of hands often demonstrated setting someone apart for consecrated service to God. Acts 6:7. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. By solving this administrative problem the right way, and by meeting the real needs of all concerned, the word of God spread. The church continued to grow in Jerusalem, and the gospel would spread far beyond Jerusalem when persecution of the church began. Many priests resided in and traveled to and from Jerusalem. These priests would hear the gospel and the controversies regarding the recognition of Jesus as the Messiah and Son of God. Many would remember Jesus and his miracles and teaching. Many of these priests would also see the signs, wonders, and miracles that accompanied the preaching of the gospel by the apostles, who preached the same message of Jesus. By the grace of God, a large number of priests became obedient to the faith, which means they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and became obedient to his commands and teachings. These priests would then return to their homes throughout Judea and spread the gospel in some of their synagogues. Saul, later Paul, would search some of these synagogues for Christians to persecute. Nothing would stop the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the spread of the gospel would occur in many unusual ways, another sign of God's grace. Acts 6:8. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Stephen was one of the first seven deacons in the New Testament church. The apostles established their qualifications for selection as men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Acts 6:3. Luke says Stephen was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Acts 6:5. The Bible commends Stephen in everything. He was full of grace and power. Acts 6:8. He did great wonders and signs that endorsed his teaching. He did more than what was first required of him as a deacon, which was to serve tables to meet the needs of Greek and Hebrew widows. Through Stephen, the church began to see the fulfillment of Jesus' prophecies. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Matthew 5:11. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours. John 15:20. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. Luke chapter 21, verse 12. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Who in the church were complaining and why? What do you know about these groups? 2. What did the 12 apostles say were their primary responsibilities? Why do you think they said this? 3. How were the first deacons chosen, and what were the requirements set by the apostles for their qualifications? 4. How many deacons were chosen? Why do you think they chose this number? 5. What happened after the apostles prayed and laid their hands on these deacons? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Church Leadership Qualities, August 6, 2017. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them. The church can avoid choosing the wrong leaders. As the New Testament church grew, more leaders were needed. Therefore, the 12 apostles set the standards the church should use when choosing leaders. These standards relate to qualities of character that are too often overlooked today by many in our world. First, the apostles said the church's new leaders should be known to have a good reputation, and it takes time for someone to demonstrate in the church that they are a good person. Second, they should demonstrate that they are full of the Spirit. To be full of the Spirit means they demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit in their relationships with others. In many noticeable ways, they show forth love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Third, they are full of wisdom. Wisdom has been defined as the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Christian wisdom can be defined as the responsible and right application of the Bible's teachings, which is given by the Holy Spirit. Stephen, one of the first 7 new leaders chosen, became the first Christian martyr. Stephen had these qualities, and in addition, the Bible says he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. To be full of faith means to believe in, live according to, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as revealed in the Bible. Stephen demonstrated this faith when he preached to the chief priests and Sanhedrin from the Old Testament and proved Jesus is the Messiah. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.